In the day's other news, the CDC's advisory panel is recommending a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine for people with weakened immune systems, like those with organ transplants or certain types of cancer. But there's not enough data yet to recommend additional doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This decision came hours after the Food and Drug Administration authorized these boosters. Some states, like Mississippi, are still struggling to convince residents just to get their first doses. Republican Governor Tate Reeves made this urgent appeal.
I believe the vaccines are safe. I believe they are effective. And I believe that they are the best tool we have moving forward to beat the virus. The sooner individuals take the opportunity to get vaccinated, the more individuals that can get vaccinated, the sooner we can move beyond this peak and beyond this pandemic.
Also today, the nation's second and third largest public school districts ramped up their COVID vaccine requirements. The Los Angeles Unified School District and the Chicago Public Schools are now mandating teachers and staff be fully vaccinated by October 15th. Meanwhile, the Teachers Union of Broward County, Florida, said three of their teachers and an aide died of COVID-19 within a span of 24 hours earlier this week. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is out with a new terrorism warning today. It said that frustrations over new COVID-19 restrictions could motivate violent extremists to carry out attacks. The department also warned of targeted violence around the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and religious holidays. A federal judge in Washington has allowed the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium to remain in place for now until higher courts decide whether it's legal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki welcomed the move and insisted the policy is a, quote, proper use of its lawful authority to protect the public health. Landlord groups that challenged the moratorium plan to appeal the ruling to the D.C. Circuit Court. The Florida Keys and Florida Bay are under tropical storm warnings tonight as Tropical Depression Fred moves closer to the state. The storm is gaining strength as it lashes the northern coast of Cuba. Last night, parts of Miami Beach were already starting to feel the effects with rains and flash floods. Fred is expected to drop as much as 7 inches of rain on parts of South Florida by Monday. Firefighters in southeastern Montana are scrambling to contain wildfires that are closing in on more rural towns and ranch lands. Thousands of people around the northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation have been forced to evacuate. Meanwhile, California's Dixie Fire, which destroyed the town of Greenville and some 550 homes, remains less than a third contained. A red flag warning was issued for dry lightning that could spark new fires. Another day of triple-digit temperatures roasted parts of the Pacific Northwest. An air quality alert was issued through Saturday for Northwest Washington State on account of drifting smoke from nearby wildfires. Meanwhile, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported July was Earth's hottest month on record. Its director said this adds to the disruptive path of climate change. In Turkey, at least 38 people have died in severe floods and mudslides that have battered the country's northern coasts. Dozens of people are still missing after torrents of water collapsed buildings and tossed cars and debris all over the streets. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited the area today and promised to rebuild.
We are rolling up our sleeves so that those whose homes were destroyed in the flood disaster may be reunited with their new homes. We've also started on work to compensate for the damages of those who were left suffering as a result of the floods. We cannot bring back those who have lost their lives, but our government has the strength, means, determination to compensate all other losses.
This flood damage comes on the heels of wildfires that have destroyed forests and villages and killed 8 people in the country's southwest. And stocks managed modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 15 points to close at 35,515. The NASDAQ rose 6 points, and the S&P 500 added 7. Still to come on the NewsHour, how structural inequities led to the racial divide in homeownership in Minnesota. Jonathan Capehart and Michael Gerson break down the week's political news. And writer Hector Tobar travels the U.S. to examine what it means to be Latino.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.